talking with the people. We have listened to the cry of the people. We know what the concerns of the people are.
Turn down the radio there for me, Richard.
But I'm listening to it. The minister about to announce the date for local government elections.
Chaman, me no want to noise on my head. And it no make no difference since nobody in this house not voting.
Oh, you for say that, Ava. You must learn to exercise your franchise, you know. Suppose I decide to run as an independent candidate.
Yeah.
You wouldn't vote for me.
Me no in the voting thing. So all if I'm a granny, me not voting.
What a shame. Paul Bogle and the rest of heroes them would have turned into them grave if them ever hear you.
It's not that I'm not glad for this sacrifice your forefathers make, you know. I just never vote before. I wouldn't know what to do or where to go. I don't even know the name of the representatives.
Well, all 63 constituencies have at least one electoral office, you know. So I think that is a perfect place to start. Come, let's go down there tomorrow. And while it is a little bit too late to get on the voters list for this election, we're going to make sure, say, you get registered for the next time round.
All right.
Jamaicans will go to the polls on Monday, November 28 for the local government elections. It is said that this is an election closest to the people, as it allows them to choose who represents them at the community level.
In a local government election, persons vote for candidates to fill the positions of councillor in the municipal corporations. Here we have 63 constituencies, and then those constituencies are further broken down into electoral divisions. We have 228 of those, and therefore persons will be voting for a councillor who would be in charge of each of those divisions.
Public Education Officer at the Electoral Commission of Jamaica, ECJ, Delia Harpo. A parish council candidate, therefore, when elected, acts as the eyes, ears, and voice of community members. They represent the needs of individuals when they meet with other representatives at the parish council meeting.
Think about it. Suppose all of the people from our community alone decide to take them concerns to the parish council. That would have been chaos, you know? Not true?
Right.
So that is why the councillor is so important.
Mm-hmm.
They represent all of we in the community.
Richard is right. Councillors are usually people who live in the neighborhoods they represent. And almost anyone can become a councillor. All you have to do is get nominated.
The nomination process is really very simple. Any Jamaican who fits the criteria to sit as a councillor can be nominated. All they will need is to show up to the nomination center on nomination day, and they will need to fill out a nomination form that is signed by any six electors in the electoral division that they wish to represent and pay a nomination fee of $3,000.
A total of 489 candidates have been nominated across the 224 electoral divisions island-wide to contest the local government elections due November 28.
So, how often elections due?
Previously, they were statutorily due every 3 years. Now they will become due every 4 years with reform to the Local Governance Act.
And it says citizens over 18 years on the voters list can vote in the local government elections, right?
They will need to present their identification card. However, if you don't have the ID card, you'll still be able to vote, but it just takes a longer process because you will have to be sworn and answer some questions to satisfy the presiding officer.
Right you are, because the presiding officer has to make sure you are who you say you are.
All right. And if the councillor is my community representative, if the road I live on won't fix, is the councillor I must talk to?
Yes. Or if you have any other community problem, like sanitation, water supply, fire service, issues at the market, you name it.
I see. But I am just one person. My vote won't make a difference.
Mrs. Stop Talk Foolishness, yeah? Every single vote counts. And your vote is your voice.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.